Hello, welcome to Newspox. It's Monday, the 9th of October.
Oh, it's going quickly, isn't it?
Tell me why.
Why?
You don't like Mondays.
Oh, I don't mind Mondays. It's plenty to do. A day goes fairly quickly.
Yeah, I don't mind Mondays. What's the news? What's the Monday news?
Be careful to switch your computer off at night.
Oh, why?
Because people can hack into your computer, turn it into a zombie, and make it carry out criminal activity without you even knowing about it.
Wow!
Yeah, front page news.
So if you leave your computer on overnight and leave it connected to the internet, that's bad. But if you turn it off at night and unconnect it from the internet, that's good. Not only because you won't get hacked into, but also environmentally better than leaving it running on standby all night.
I'm not sure about that. It takes quite a lot of electricity to actually start up.
But not as much as it takes to run it on standby for, say, if you're at the office or whatever, for, you know, or the amount of time you wouldn't use it. 14 hours.
I hope
longer.
So. If there's any experts out there, could they just clarify that for us?
To be honest, I'll look it up on Friends of the Earth later if you like. I think you'll find I'm right.
Well, I hope you are. I'd just like some clarification.
Oh, okay. Gordon Brown.
Yeah.
He did a little joke at the Cheltenham Literature Festival this weekend.
Yeah.
He said that he'd been broken into. And the police came round to look, and they went, "Oh, look, it's terrible. The whole house has been ransacked." And he went, "It's embarrassing. Looks exactly the same as it did when I left it this morning. I'm a messy bugger."
Oh.
That's the story. He's a messy bugger.
Oh.
Does that make you like him a bit better?
I always imagine him to be a bit messy. I bet his office is a riot state.
I reckon he probably eats beans out of a can sometimes when he's doing an important... When he's preparing his budget speech, he's eating beans out of a can.
I reckon spaghetti shapes.
Philip Green, the tycoon of all the shops, including Topshop, he bought BHS. Which is rubbish. Absolute rubbish. I walked through a BHS the other day because I wanted to use the toilet.
Yeah.
It wouldn't let me. It was full of tats, terrible shop.
Yeah.
But he realised this, he's admitted his mistakes, and we've got to revamp this. So he's got Gordon Ramsay, who's going to do the restaurants. He's going to have a little look at the restaurants.
Well, the restaurant is terrible.
And they've got interior designer Kelly Hoppen to work on New Rangers.
People like to go in and have a cup of tea in BHS Cafe.
A lot of people, or is it just the nearest cafe?
A lot of people. Many people.
I bet less people go now than things like Starbucks.
Older people.
Old people do, they're idiots. The ginger one from Girls Aloud has had her birthday. She got pissed because it was her birthday.
Oh, yeah.
21 she was. Tiny.
Wow.
Tiny,
God,
little, tiny girl.
God, so she was 16 when they started.
If they started 5 years ago, then yes, indeed.
Gosh.
Paul McCartney, he's had a shock. There's been a break-in, look at this. Break in at Macca's. Turns out what's actually happened is two fans managed to just get onto his property, not because there's a footpath near his house. They didn't break into his actual house. They just sort of walked around the garden and the outside area, and they filmed it, put it on, stupid bit, they put it on YouTube so people could watch them going, "Oh, shit, we're at Paul McCartney's house, we're going to get in loads of trouble.
Oh.
I can hear some singing, that's probably him." Turns out he doesn't even live in that house anymore. He's built some living quarters further away. It's quite small, it's a farmhouse, and he's got 3 bedrooms apparently, which seems quite, I don't know what the word is, thrifty.
I did a similar thing at the age of 16.
Was it at Paul Heaton's house?
Well, it wasn't really his house.
I bet he doesn't really live in a farm in the middle of nowhere, I think, does he? With security.
No, it was just up and down the street, really, running around drunk. But my friend filmed it.
Very good, but it's public street, so it's, you didn't break in at all.
No.
Alright, okay. So it's quite different, isn't it?
It's moved. Top.
I'll see if I can get your friend to put it on YouTube, that would be good.
The top blondes, most powerful blondes.
Yeah, no, I read this. It's weird.
One of them's a dog. Harry's girlfriend is the second most powerful blonde.
Who did this list? It's fucking ridiculous.
It doesn't make any
sense. Tatler. It's a Tatler list, so...
You'd think they'd do better, to be honest.
So they've made a right cock up. There's the full top ten here in the Mirror. A right cock up a bit. Nick Rhodes from Duran Duran, he's the only male member of the top ten most powerful people. The main thing I noticed with this list is there aren't any politicians on there. Where's Boris Johnson? Where's Ann Widdecombe? They're both blonde. And they have some sort of power.
Yeah.
Chelsea Davy, really, she's just a South African girl who goes out with the Prince.
And Prince Harry doesn't have any power, nor,
well, no, so why
nor
should she?
Really have any.
And surely, Nick Rhodes is number 8. What the hell's going on in the world? Surely, I mean, right, if they're going to have one man on the list, it would be, I think, David Beckham. He's a very rich man, he's a very influential man.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're rating power. I think it's by poshness and the amount of parties they turn up to, rather than anything else. Camilla Parker Bowles is lower down than Chelsea Davy. She's nearly married to the King.
Mm.
Where are the Corgis then?
The Corg is apparently number 25th place. Corgis are number 22. So higher up than Prince Anne's daughter.
It is just a stupid list. I don't know why.
I don't know why we discuss it.
I don't know why we discuss it. I don't know why Tatler have bothered. I think less of them for this.
Coral Reef. Somebody was naughty, tried to smuggle some in.
Mm.
It got, they caught it at the airport or wherever. I think maybe it came in on lorry. Yeah, came in on lorry. But now...
So a whole load of coral?
Yeah, living coral reef. Living coral,
so it's in water?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But they seized it and they said, right, well, as soon as it's here, we might as well do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been growing it, and it's doing very well. They're going to turn it into an aquarium. It's going to be somewhere in London's Docklands.
Oh, cool.
So that's quite exciting.
Talking of smuggling, but a less nice ending for this one. Ian Huntley's been getting CDs sent in, like Johnny Mathis CDs, but actually they're not. They're CDs, apparently, of the sound of children being abused. I can't imagine that is... I mean, it's just horrible. I don't want to really make a joke about it.
Has he been buying it on eBay?
No, he's one of his mates, who's also a child molester,
right,
been let out and he's been sending them back in. Apparently they've seized thousands of these things in the prison. There was a list somewhere of how many. I don't know. I mean, just listening to some children being abused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that sexy?
Well, I suppose it is.
I suppose. I mean, I can't even get into the mentality of someone who wants to abuse children. I'd like to make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
But even if I could, I can't imagine just listening to it. I'd rather look at a picture. But maybe I'm just more visual. about children.
I can imagine. I can see why you would be if you were. But I'm not. Whoever took that picture of Holly and Jessica.
Do you think they get money every time it's published?
Well, I was just thinking, I'd like to think so, because somebody used to get something out of it.
Some royalties, yeah.
Size Zero has hit the high street.
Boo!
However,
that's shocking, that though.
If you're a size zero, you're still not as thin as Nicole Richie, who's a double zero.
So size zero in this country is size 4, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's size 0 in America, because they have different sizes. There's a really scary thing, because I read this earlier. What's your waist size? It's 22 inches or something.
Yeah, which is the same as an 8-year-old child.
So, okay, here's my new theory. You know the whole Brazilian thing?
Yeah.
You know the whole having the waist of an 8-year-old?
Yeah.
Essentially... Are women just trying to become children so that paedophiles will fancy them? Or, do you know what I mean?
And the Botox as well.
There's a weird thing going on where perhaps, I don't know, I'm only just coming up with this now and I think it might be too deep for new
I think
folks.
This is coming live from my brain.
But you know how children are increasingly sexualized?
Yeah.
And then so you get children's clothes and they're all quite sexy. But adults seem to be becoming more infantilized.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Getting skinnier and having to shave all their body hair off so they look like prepubescent children.
Yeah.
Are we all just going to look the
and
same?
I've got quite a boyish haircut.
Oh, I just... Do you know what? I don't know. There's something a bit weird about it. I think people should grow old gracefully and fat gracefully.
It's not normal, is it?
No.
Like, when we were a bit younger, like, size 10 was the smallest that you could get in
the shop. Smallest you could get anywhere.
You know, size 10, and then, 12 was, perfectly reasonable, and now...
I think 12 is still perfectly reasonable.
Well, it is, but now it's, it used to be, one up from the smallest, and now it's a long way off the smallest.
It's in the middle. Well, it's not. I imagine the biggest has got bigger. There's a story I read this morning that school uniforms have been having to be made bigger because people are getting fatter. So everyone, I don't know, maybe there's just more... Oh, I don't know.
Well, everyone's either fat...
Fat or tiny.
Or tiny. We're a happy medium. We like to go against the grain.
We do, in many ways.
In many ways. Peter Andre.
Yeah?
You know how he gets his tan?
By putting Coca-Cola on himself, apparently. I don't understand that at all.
I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. I can understand cooking fat.
Don't do it. Ridiculous idea. But it makes sense.
I might give it a go one day. He's been receiving cratefuls of zero Coca-Cola, but he says he doesn't like it. Sell on eBay.
I don't think you're allowed to sell food on eBay. Food and drink. I think that's the one restriction they have. And dirty pants. And sex stuff.
Sell it as music memorabilia.
Yeah, Peter Andre's Coke Zero, they could do that.
Yeah.
This is a story I read earlier ago. We found Ard's car in Torrent. You go, how can you imagine this story is going to be about?
Finding your aunt's missing car in a torrent of rain.
No, you think, oh, that'll be quite a perky story. No, it's really sad. An elderly couple came off the road, crashed off a bridge, fell 50 feet into a rain-swollen torrent in the fastest running river in the UK. And then their nephew went and had a look at them, spotted the car in the water, called the police, and then they were both dead. So it's less perky than you'd think. It should be called something like Aunt and Uncle in Death Plunge Tragedy.
Torrent.
Yeah, or something like that. There should be tragedy in there somewhere. I was expecting it to be perky.
Three spines.
Whoa, motherfucker. That's not three spines, that's just long shoulders, isn't it?
It looks like three spines. And isn't there...
Right, that's not why he's in the... He's just in the... That's just a picture.
Isn't Prince Edward, though?
Looking very old.
Looking
and green.
Old.
Yeah.
It's weird, because last time I saw him, he still looked, still had that boyish charm where you think, well, maybe I'll marry Prince Edward.
If she wasn't gay, you're already married. Is Prezza there? Is he doing Pinky China Man impression?
Yeah, he's doing a Chinese Japanese
thing. Hey, so you know the whole Jack Straw Bales thing?
Oh, yeah.
It's all been kicking off over the weekend. We haven't really covered that. Yeah. Jack Straw says, if I'm having a one-to-one conversation in private with a woman, I like her to take the veil off so I can communicate with her better.
Yeah.
Which seems to me reasonably fair.
I think so.
Also, I read in the Observer this morning that apparently he's deaf in one ear. So that makes it more reasonable, I think, that he would want to see someone's mouth so he can do a little bit of lip reading in conjunction with listening to them.
Well, the way people communicate, it's, what is the... They say, don't they, it's 10% speech and
90% perspiration.
Body language. The sex in you up.
10% perspiration.
And 5% anulation.
But yeah, Prez has come out and said, that's a load of bollocks, and she said that. Then I can't imagine Prez being that sensitive to the female face. So, Joanna Lees is a woman, she was the one who's...
Who murdered a boyfriend in the other.
She didn't! The thing is, everyone's got all sympathetic now, because the papers are always implying that she had done it. Someone else has been found guilty. She's written a book saying, oh, it was just horrible, I had a horrible time, and everyone seemed... I didn't know how to act. Nobody tells you how to act when your boyfriend's been murdered. And it's quite sad. She's written a whole book, and there's an interview here with her. It's quite interesting.
Mm.
Apparently she was criticised because she wore a T-shirt that had Cheeky Monkey written on it, but at the press conference saying, I don't know where he is he dead? But she was a backpacker, and she didn't actually have a huge amount of clothes for mourning. She was on holiday in Australia, or whatever, with her boyfriend. She didn't have an outfit just in case she got to be on telly to talk about whether her boyfriend had disappeared or not.
Did she wear a little black armband?
I don't think she did. But anyway, she's... Yeah, it's quite interesting because she has
found a black outfit now.
She's found a black outfit now. I mean, but she had a bit of time to prepare for that. She does look. The thing is, she does look a bit like a cow, doesn't she?
Yeah, I mean, she certainly knows
where I'd ever be friends with. No, but it's. I don't know. It's just. It's interesting. Oh, Blade Runner director's cut's out on DVD for the first time. So, if anyone wants to buy that for me, I'd like it, please.
Sienna Miller apparently said Pittsburgh was Shittsburgh and then had to apologise to the mayor.
Pittsburgh.
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 No, it's American, so it's Berg, like Edinburgh.
Is that why they all say Edinburgh wrong?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a reason for it. We pronounce it in a stupid way, to be honest. They've got the right idea. It does look like Berg.
Just the H on the end.
Yeah, but doesn't it like Edinburgh? Edinburgh, does it? Burgh.
So we were doing it wrong.
We put an extra. I think we're doing it wrong. But you know, it's like lieutenant and lieutenant. Lieutenant is how it's written, but we pronounce it lieutenant. But the Americans can't be arsed with that shit. They say lieutenant.
Oh, I that's say how lieutenant. It's
spelled. Well, that's the American way. If you're proper English, you should say lieutenant.
I thought you two different things.
You're essentially an illegal immigrant now. apparently, I don't know, Pete Doherty, has he fallen off the wagon, hasn't he? Kate's apparently locked him up in her manor in the Cotswolds and said, look, let's do some nice stuff in the country. Stop going on tour, you should have had a bit more time to get over it. He's cancelled all of his dates. She's basically going to cook him home-cooked dinners, take him for walks in the country, do some bird spotting, pick a few blackberries, that sort of thing.
Bird spotting with Kate Russell going, there you are. So, yes, I'm a supermodel. Then she'll hide behind a tree and he'll go, there you are, Kate.
So, I don't know what's going on with them, but apparently they're going to have a sort of rural retreat.
They'll get married.
Yeah, they probably will.
She'll have an aged and baby.
Tomorrow, 8:15.
What happened to her daughter?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't see her.
You don't. 8:15 tomorrow, set your watches, put a radio station on. Apparently every radio station in the country will be playing the new Take That single all at the same time. It's called Patience. Like the game.
There's a new single.
It's a new Take That single, exclusively, well, it's not exclusively played, everybody's fucking, across all radio stations. 8:15 tomorrow, first play of it. I imagine they'll be playing it throughout the day, it'll be Radio 2, so we'll be able to catch up.
Brilliant. Check your breasts every day, make sure you don't have cancer.
Make sure they're still there.
Make sure they're,
Isn't it Breast Cancer Awareness Week or something?
Yeah, so as you get dressed for work, check your breasts.
Eat some broccoli.
Try and do it every day, have some broccoli.
So it also says email your mum on that one as well.
Oh,
as if that's going to help.
Contraceptive pill is linked to cancer, apparently, so that's another helpful thing for women, isn't it?
I'd like to just big up Lord Chief Justice Lord Phillips, he's the top judge in the country.
Yeah.
He went undercover.
See, this person's top person, actually.
The top person, actually. He went undercover and did a day's community service, pretending that he was a drink driver, just to check out, see how the system worked. He's been in the job about a year. What a good thing to do. I like his the cut of his jib. I think that's a good thing for someone with his sort of power to go and investigate. And I'm bigging him up for that.
Okay. Somebody knitted a little thing for to put on a tank.
A cover for a tank. Yeah. Tank cosy.
Yeah, like all the knitted squares. It's quite good actually because it just makes you think. Yeah. Do some knitting. Stop blowing people up.
Yeah. Make socks, quite, not war.
It's quite shocking.
It's a big night for TV on Saturday. Did you see Robin Hood?
No.
Did you see Strictly Come Dancing?
No.
Me neither, but apparently lots of other people did.
Evita, the new musical.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't look like Madonna.
This is brilliant. If you've got a house, buy the mirror today. It only costs 38p or something. You got this two-page guide to stop rogue traders. And it's just got a list of all the things you might need to have done in your house and approximately how much it costs. How cool is that?
That's good.
It's for old people so they don't get ripped off by mean men.
Useful.
Yeah. So if you know, apparently to replace the ballcock to cold water tank, it should cost about £115. Don't let the cowboys rip you off. I just think that's really cool. Right?
Yeah.
They should publish that every day, I reckon.
Cut out and keep it.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a recommendation for TV. It's for tomorrow.
Okay.
Danny Wallace makes friends with a chimpanzee, and it's all about how chimps are human and humans are chimps. So it's a bit like Humanzy, and just saying you should integrate them more into society, that kind of mood, which we're all for. We're big fans of the chimp.
Oh, we do like a chimp, yeah.
So that's on tomorrow at 9 p.m. on BBC Two.
So tomorrow, this is your schedule. 8:15, listen to the new Take That single.
Yeah.
9 o'clock, go down to the Tate Modern, have a new go on the brilliant Turbine Hall slides. In the evening.
In the afternoon, listen to News Park.
Download. And then watch the Monkey Programme.
Yeah.
1 in 5 Britons wish they were French.
Well, I'm not one of them.
I don't mind being French.
Russell Brand is playing the Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Fucking hell.
It's only a few months since he was here.
I know. Weird, isn't it? What can you say?
From 42 seats to how many seats?
I think it's, I don't know, 500. It's not that big. No, maybe 800. Surely it's standing room. The one that's on the Shepherd's Bush.
That's...
You've been there.
Yeah, I think that's...
You've been to see the beautiful South there.
I have. I think there's probably a couple of thousand, actually.
No, it's not that big. It's quite small
for 1,600, because it's got all the...
It has got that bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a lot of seats. It's more than 42.
Yeah.
So apparently toast falls down with the butter side down because of the way you spread the bread. It's a bit boring.
It's bound to be all my fault.
Yeah, it is your fault. A man has made a balloon poodle behind his back in 6.75 seconds. He's beaten the record by a whole second.
Good.
And I was going to recommend to you... It's a really nice coat that nobody else buy the nice purple coat from Tesco's because I want it. Well, it'd be embarrassing if we all bumped into each other.
Yeah.
This is, I've just pointed out that they put the Why to Sargasso Sea in the TV guide as a documentary, and clearly it's a drama adapted from a novel, thus making it not true. I was going to recommend you watch Top Gun tonight, it's on, but it's on Sky One, so you can't.
I've never seen it.
I know, that's why I'm going to recommend you watch
I've never
it.
Seen it.
Thanks. Oh, do we want to talk? Nobody's interested in the top 25 novel. No, the top novels of the last 25 years, are they? Apart from me. I'm probably going to try and read them all. First place is Disgrace by J.M. Coetzee, which I haven't read, but I have read one of his books and I thought it was bloody rubbish. I've read Money by Martin Amis. I wasn't a big fan of that either. I did like Atonement, which I think is number. Oh, joined third place. But I might read all of those. I read Midnight's Children as well. Penelope Fitzgerald, Blue Flower, The Unconsoled. I've read The Remains of the Day. I've read Amongst Women.
Is the Bible Code on there? Satanic Verse is on there.
You're thinking of the Da Vinci Code, aren't you? Not the Bible Code.
No, I'm thinking of the Bible Code.
What's that then?
Well, I don't know, it's something...
Well, you laugh about the Satanic Verses, but, you know, Salman Rushdie's got a couple.
I know. I'm trying to think of books I feel like I should have read.
Hawksmoor, I'm a big fan of that. That's been on there. Some of them are rubbish, though. What was one that I thought was particularly rubbish? I can't remember. Anyway, that's me talking about books.
Oh, well, that's the books.
That's my MA there. My first class degree and my MA coming into its own there where I discuss books briefly on the podcast.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Ooh, 23 minutes. 24. Sorry for going on.
Switch it on.
Bye.